Hello everyone, Tiffany here with another mini episode of Yalla Rocks. Today we welcome Debapriya Das to the podcast. Joining us from Bangalore, India, she's here to share a little bit about her journey as an Oriental belly dancer and her philosophies around fusing Indian dance and belly dance together. She'll share with us her views on how culture plays into the fusion of the dances, the importance of solid foundations in each style, and some of what she'll be bringing to the 2023 bundle around these topics. Check out the show notes page at thebellydancebundle.com/96 to get all of the ways that you can follow Debapriya online and to check out the awesome spinning challenge that she made to go along with today's episode.
Hello everyone, my name is Debapriya Das. I am an Oriental artist and a fusion belly dancer from Bangalore, India. This is my first time for the belly dance bundle, and I am very excited to be one of the contributors this year. My contribution to the bundle includes an Indian fusion choreography class along with a technique class. Now, before I talk about the Indian fusion course or Indian fusion dance, I want to talk to you a little bit about how I feel when it comes to, you know, what I feel about Indian fusion belly dance and my approach to it. So I started training in Oriental dance over a decade ago. And one of the primary reasons I love the dance form is because it's a cultural dance form, and it gives me I'm not an Arab, I'm not from the Middle East. It gives me an opportunity to know about a completely different culture, to know about a society which is very different from the society that I have been raised into. And it helps me know so much more about the art form, its culture, its history, the politics, and so many things behind it. So art, I feel, is not, especially movement arts, it's not really about the mere physicality of it, especially if it's a cultural art form. And it's a cultural movement practice, then the culture plays a very, very important role in it. So now, coming back to Indian fusion belly dance, it's immensely popular, and I feel people really love when, you know, a fusion of two different dance styles come together and the amalgamation happens beautifully. However, I feel when we talk about fusion, it's very important to sort of understand what the mothership is. And by that I mean that it's an Indian fusion belly dance course, or if it is some other fusion belly dance course, belly dance or Oriental dance becomes the mothership. So it's, I feel, at least to me, it's very important that we understand Middle Eastern dance form, we understand Oriental dance, we know our basics, our fundamentals, and you know, and everything around it. Now, having said that, even with Indian fusion belly dance, I feel, let's say, if we are fusing an Indian dance with the existing repertoire of dances that we have, we need to have some background about that, right? For example, I primarily identify myself as an Oriental dancer, as somebody who practices and studies Middle Eastern folk dance and Middle Eastern classical dances. However, a lot of my work, my personal work, involves movement languages which come from Indian classical dance styles, contemporary dance, ballet, everything that I've been trained in. I think when we talk about fusion dance, it's very important to know what is it that we are fusing. Some background about it is super, superbly important. My Indian fusion work mostly comes from Kathak. So Kathak is a North Indian classical dance style. I have been practicing it for about 7 to 8 years now. And I professionally perform Kathak with my guru. I have toured with my guru to several places in India as well as abroad to do a lot of Kathak recitals. Prior to my training in Kathak, I also trained in Bharatanatyam, which is another Indian classical dance style, for about 10 years. But that was when I was a child. Now, coming back to the Indian fusion belly dance work that I do. So it has a lot of work from Kathak. It has a lot of work from Oriental dance, foot patterns from Rera technique, a lot of muscularity and the ooey gooey movements from fusion dances that were developed in the West Coast of United States, and overall an aesthetics which comes from Indian dances. So what happens is to deep dive into this format, it's also very important to understand the Indian culture. Not very deeply, because it takes a very long time to understand a culture, any culture as a matter of fact, but to have some background about it. So the course or the class that I'll be floating for the bundle, we will do an Indian fusion belly dance choreography. It'll have work from Kathak, it'll have work from Oriental, it'll have a lot of technique and foot patterns from Rera technique, a lot of muscularity, but overall the language will have a sense of aesthetics which is borrowed from Kathak, I would say. Kathak has a sense of very subtle nuances to it, a lot of arm patterns, a lot of spins and footwork. I will also be doing a technique course on the art of spinning. So a lot of people recognize Kathak as the dance form which has multiple pirouettes to it, which is true. There are many forms of pirouettes that we do in Kathak. So I'm going to be having a technique class on that, because the Indian fusion choreography will also have different variations of spins. But I think overall, I would like to bring a course which is culturally cognizant to the art forms that we are practicing. So which includes Middle Eastern dance styles, but also Indian dance styles. So an amalgamation of the two. And I think it's very important as artists to understand that, to give that to our students, that, hey, you know, this is something which is not mine, which is not from my homeland, but I'm learning, and these are the aesthetics to it. And this is how it looks overall. So I'm very excited to offer these two classes, and I hope you are too. I hope to see you in class.